So wait a minute. You left that in a studio?
Yeah. I left my wallet in the Tigers postgame studio the other day.
It's one of the backup studios we have here.
Of the backup studios. I left it there. All right.
When did you realize that you left it?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. So I was carrying on for 2 hours. Didn't even realize it.
So you had left the building.
No. I'm in the building working.
Okay.
But I'm working on something else. And this is sitting there. My wallet is sitting there in the side studio, Tigers postgame studio. And the cleaning crew gave it to Cheryl up front. Cheryl's the forward-facing first person you see when you walk in the door. Yep. And Cheryl brought it back to me. Absolutely nothing was missing within this. And I got to tell you, like I guess I've lost a lot of faith in society. I wouldn't expect to get this back in one piece. And I did. And now I'm flaunting it again, so I'm due to lose it again today.
I think in today's society, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, but cameras are everywhere. And I think more and more people become aware. There's still people who are oblivious that cameras are everywhere. But because cameras are everywhere, I think some people are starting to realize.
Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah.
But
that the theft would go down. Or better yet, that there's, hey, where did I have this? And you know, maybe it can help as a tool to find things too.
Well, it's unfortunate because you'd want people just to be good in general without having to worry about, oh, am I on camera? You know, just out of, you know, the kindness and goodness of your heart that like this isn't mine, I'm going to return it. But yes, I think the camera thing does help a lot of people. But as I tell Doug all the time, criminals, they do dumb things because they're dumb.
Yeah.
And people still steal on camera. You know? So, but Mark, someone returned it. That's always a good thing, man.
Well, I felt like I did the dumb thing. Now, you find this, you're obviously returning it, right? If you're at a store and you find $20 on the ground, I don't return it.
No, I just found $20.
I just found $20.
Yeah.
Because the person I turn it into is just going to keep it. You drop $20, you've lost $20. Is that fair to say?
I think it's fair, but I mean, you start to make the question interesting. If you find just a money clip that's got like, you know, $600 there.
Where is the line?
You know, what's the number you're saying?
Everybody's got the price. At what point are you like, I probably should be responsible and maybe turn this into somebody
who is then going to keep the money clip?
Maybe.
Right?
But I mean, at some point you're like, what am I supposed to do here? I got a real moral dilemma.
I'll go, if it's at work, any amount of money I'm turning in. If it's at the store, $100 or less is mine.
Hey, he's got a number.
What if you're in a parking lot of just like a strip mall and you have no idea which store it is? And then you come across somebody's money clip and it's like, you know, like I said, you have several hundred dollars in a money clip that's just lying on the ground.
You are asking a question that you're not answering. What would you do?
I'm asking a question first and I can offer my response. I'm not sure what I would do in that situation, because if it's a strip mall, I don't know where the store is. I would probably pick it up immediately and then look around and maybe palm it and say to somebody, hey, has anybody dropped anything? Anybody dropped something? Anybody? Like if there's anybody walking around. And if, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I've got this.
What do you say real quietly though, right? Has anybody dropped anything?
Anybody.
But if it's a strip club, you just bring it right back in.
Well, yeah, it's just it's money well spent.
Yeah, right? Oh man,
it's been reused again.
I think we all understand that. Those are the rules of going to a strip club. You know, if you find some cash outside, you just go right back in and return it.
What amount of money would signal to you I've got to return this?
Oh,
just money. Wallet is an obvious. You're a punk if you don't return this.
Well, or at least seek out the person, because you've got information you can, in today's day and age, you can track that person down easy enough if you've got the wallet and there's information to be had.
But cash doesn't have your name on it.
No, if it's just cash, I mean, if there's just a lot of cash on the ground, I don't know. It's almost like, is that a 3-second rule like food?
I thought it was a 10-second rule.
What are you supposed to do? I mean, it does depend on the, I mean, like if it's $5, it's $1, it's a $20 bill. It's just one bill. It could be a $100 bill, but if it's just a bill.
That's your bill.
Probably bending over, picking it up, and immediately looking around. Nobody's looking at me. Okay. And not that you're looking at it to steal, like looking like, hey, did I just drop something?
You find a money clip, it's got $250 in there. What are you doing?
I pick it up, I look around, and if there's nobody around to ask, then I'll stand there probably for, I'll probably give myself 10 seconds. I'm standing around.
Not 10 looking. Minutes.
No. No, not 10 minutes. I got my time. That's my time. And then I'll probably take it. Because I don't know where am I supposed to return it to. I'm not going to the cops. Hey, I found this $250 wad of money outside the Kroger CVS.
What if you found $250,000?
That you got to turn in. Yeah. Something's up there.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not touching the $250,000. I'm walking right by it.
Oh, no. I got a chance nobody's going to claim
that. You
got to
turn it in because that person will give you some kind of reward. 100%. You turn in like $10,000 or more.
Unless it's a crack dealer.
No, that's, that's exactly right. You don't want anything to do with that stack.
They'll give you something. Don't worry.
I've seen too many movies.
They'll give you something.
No, you stay away from that. Breaking Bad. Okay, Breaking Bad.
Someone's going to track me down. Like, did you not see No Country for Old Men? I mean, there's a transponder there somewhere.
Yeah.
Anton Chigurh is going to be tracking me down. I don't need that.
Come on, man. Start a new life. You're single.
Look, the guy who found that money that Anton Chigurh was tracking down, he was married and trying to start a new life, and it did not end well for him or his wife or his mother-in-law. Spoiler alert.
I like No Country for Old Men. Very little CGI.
You know, Mark's, his policy on CGI in movies. Too much CGI, he's done. I'm out of here!
I like it. Weird. I like it a lot.
I watched a movie last night. Because the Tigers game ended so quickly. And that was a 2-hour and 4-minute game or something like that. I couldn't believe what I was... I'm like, it's 7:15 and they're in the fifth inning. But what? When did this game started at 6:40 and it's already in the going into the fifth inning. Crazy. It went so fast. And the movie The Machinist came on. And it's a movie from like 2005, I think. And it stars Christian Bale as a guy who works in a shop, and he has horrible insomnia where he has not slept in a year. And to buy into the role, Christian Bale dropped a significant amount of weight where he is completely emaciated. He looks incredibly unhealthy. His face is sunken. His ribs are bulging out of his body. I mean, he looks like he weighs 120 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating. And that's the second time he's done that for a movie. He did that for another movie called Rescue Dawn, which was, I think, a Vietnam movie. And it's kind of gross looking at it. It's like, oh, my God. It's shocking. But that's what – so the Tigers just flip – and I'm watching this. And because of the conversation we've had about you not liking CGI movies, I'm watching this. I'm going, would Mark Ryan watch this movie – because he doesn't like to suspend disbelief.
No, I can't.
So the idea that somebody hasn't slept in a year, would you watch this movie?
That sounds interesting to me.
But it's impossible, right?
It's, yeah, you die. I'm pretty sure I would die if I didn't sleep for a year. The other thing is, how would you be willing to become emaciated if they're paying you $4 million for a movie? I wouldn't.
I mean, for me to get to that point, we're gonna need some time. But the interesting thing about this, the chronological order of like the movies he's done in his career, he did that right before he did Batman Begins.
And he's ripped in that one.
Yeah, he's like, well, he's I don't know if he's ripped, but he's big. He's like close to 200 pounds in Batman Begins. And it's interesting because at some point there's like a different part of a timeline in this movie. So you see him when he's almost back to his fighting way to Batman Begins, which is clearly where he's building up to at the end of this movie shoot. But it's just wild. But no CGI there that I could tell.
Good. So. And an interesting concept, interesting storyline. What happened to him?
I don't want to blow the story. It is an interesting story. It's a very interesting story, an interesting movie. But it's visually, it's hard. It's a tough watch at times because of what he has done to his body and buying into the role. Anyway, that's just little distractions to start the show. Tigers play last night against Pittsburgh. Pirates win it 4-1. They even the series up at a game apiece. They have the rubber match this afternoon. We've got a shorter show. The Tiger game will start at 1:10. Our broadcast coverage getting underway at 12:45. Interesting matchup today. On paper, it sounds interesting. Although the way the guys are pitching lately, maybe it's not. But Paul Skenes is going for the Pirates. they gave him an extra few days off to try to figure out what's going on with him because his velocity has dropped a couple miles an hour. He's just not the same pitcher at all. He's struggled with his control, and he's clearly frustrated. I mean, this is a guy who's the National League Cy Young Award winner from a year ago, was Rookie of the Year a couple years before that. I mean, he's incredible. And yet, he's going through some issues. Jackson Jobe is pitching for the Tigers, making his third start of the season. His first start was great, 5 shutout innings. His next start, not so much. They hit the White Sox really hit the ball hard against Jackson Jobe over the last weekend. But here's an opportunity to get back at it. The matchup is interesting. I'm curious about how the Tigers are feeling about how Tiger fans are feeling about this because the team is continuing to do this. It's a roller coaster for this season. Look, you're not going to sweep every series, but when you struggle to score runs, people are going to question things, even though this team is scoring runs at a prodigious rate since June 1st. But last night was one of these games. They only got one. They only had 5 hits in the game. And Ashcraft was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Like he was the previous start. He was the same way this way. It was just unhittable, it seemed at times. But 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Mark Ryan's in for Doug Carr. Sorry, forgot to mention that. Doug is dropping his youngest off at college today. It's going to be a very emotional day for Doug. He'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm sure he'll struggle getting through it. And I don't mean that to be fun of him. Like it's just, it was already starting yesterday.
There's a lot of things that make me, I'm a bonus dad, but there's a lot of things that like make me want to embrace being a father. The whole bringing the kids to college thing ain't one of them. Oh, the amount of work for that with no payoff.
Well, and there was a little bit of a drive involved and needed a rental of some kind because didn't have enough space to move all his stuff. So anyway, that's interesting. He'll be back with us tomorrow. But Tiger fans, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. With this team, what is your prevailing emotion that comes with how this team is playing right now? Are you excited? Are you elated? Are you pissed? Are you frustrated? Where are you at when it comes to your emotions with this Tiger team? Are you actually living and dying by every single game? Do you allow yourself to live and die by every single series or every week, every pitch? Where are you with this? 248-539-9797. Same number to Texas if you want to get through that way. This is 97.1.